Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell all audiences, everybody. It's 9 o'clock here on the dot, and you are listening to Organic. What's the name of the show again?
The show
Organic
is...
It embodies my soul.
It's Organic Pimpin', the ingredients that embodies my soul.
All right. Please get involved with our conversation. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
See, the one of the things is what makes Organic Pimpin' Coffee Terminated Pimpin' is most people that have a sense of understanding, knowledge-wise, if you look at them and look at the success of maybe their grandkids, their nephews, their nieces, they're successful, they never understood these things. And these things probably was already brought to them before with maybe their parents, right? And then these people that sometimes far distance from them, you know, it's something about the harvest. You're talking about the harvest, when it starts separating from the root, the distance, it sometimes can be more important. But sometimes, as you see, it's closer to the harvest, like seeds to the actual soil, you're not necessarily seeing the greatest of what it is. It's when it separates from the distance. You see a lot of times how important it is once it separates. But as long as it's close up, sometimes you don't see the greatness because sometimes people are pulling back the greatness that are pushing the greatness closer based on their thoughts. Right? I mean, a lot of people in society that they have a lot of ability, right? Then you see the people that's the downfall to them. I don't care what they tell them. They figure out some clever way to tell them something that's going to run. It's going to take away from what they're doing. You see it all the time. It's like you tell somebody something positive, somebody's got another point to avoid, they're going to talk to you, and that's when you know. The people on your downfall, you never gonna win with them. I don't care how much you think you're telling them, but you're trying to impress somebody that is not meant to be impressed. Man, I've met all kinds of people all around the nation. And when I see people that ain't got shit, they always trying to undermine you. They're always trying to undermine you. You know, I wonder why they ain't got shit. Shit language. But you see people that ain't never have nothing, they never gonna want you to have nothing. Because they, for some reason, they think that they're more important. So it's always that illusion that they're trying to present to you that you ain't nothing. And as long as you let them be a leader, they're emotionally drunk. They designated me some of the smartest people you'll meet in life. They're not no good for your life. That's a different path. It don't matter how smart somebody is or telling somebody is, if the message and the inventory what they're doing is poison for your soul, it's killing you. It's killing your desires. And that's cross-contamination, Pippin. We're not talking about that on this show. This is not what we talk about. And you see that in people's lives. When you feel your most best, you find those people. If you're around those people, make you feel your most best, your most successful, and you avoid those people, to hang on to people that is not going to do you any good at the end of the day, that's cross-contamination, Pippin. You cannibalize on your own greatness. You're killing it, eating it alive. You wonder why your success is not being the best. Because it's already been ate up by the worst.
Criminal.
Tell them. You have enough messages. Tell them the people that are destroying your greatness. Tell them in a way that they can't get your greatness. Tell them that you're not available to be distracted from your greatness. Go ahead and talk to him, talk dude.
Well, you got to free your spirit a little bit. You got to take a moment to ask yourself to think like a free man. You're not just trying to cling to the spot.
Hey, can you tell them, as you glimpse this greatness of your greatness, can you tell them by showing them by example what the greatness, what they like to tell them? Go talk to them. Talk to them. Give them more greatness and greatness. People say, why are you talking? What are you saying? What do you mean? Talk to them. Talk to them. That means sometimes when you see what's going on with somebody, then they mind is that something because they zapped, right? Real life, when you're zapped, you're not hearing the message that someone's giving to you because your mind is zapped. You're kind of in a trance, right? It's like you sleep, but you're not sleep, but your mind is not getting the message. You know, right? When your mind is not aligned to see what's going on, it leaves you in a kind of empty stage. So what are you thinking about, right?
So yes, indeed.
So tell her, I'm going to be back in a few moments, and as I come back, I want the message to be free when I come back. This is all about organic pimping.
Now, some of you might ask, what is organic pimping? What is it really? How do you pimp organically?
See, the whole thing is you got to understand something. You're not sitting out here with something, a very important message, and you're sitting here taking a very important message and say, hey, you know what? We went to a new neighborhood just like the movie. I'm not going to tell the name of the movie, but it's like a movie that the message, you got this valuable message, and you're trying to take it to people that don't care about it. All they care about is castrating you, undermining you, belittling you. Because once a person feels like you're so important, they got to figure out a way to destroy you. Because once they figure out a way to destroy you, they don't care how much you're doing great. They figure out they don't have to respect it. You can be doing something that's not worth nothing. Those people respect it. They feel like you're important. You can throw that message around so much. Isn't that right? People have thrown so much negative messages because they show an importance. And they just took important, basically important, and change the life from important naturally. That'd be too simple. That'd be too important. But so what they do is they take the no important and they push like it's important. And keep you sedated. Keep you amputated. Man, you know what? This is the first thing I've witnessed. The thing I've witnessed is old, young, in tall, short, wide, overweight, got game, got swag, got love, got charismatic, like to share, all these different styles of what people bring to the table, you know. It's something when you see that and how a person gives you that inspiration, something that you may not even thought you can have. And they come at you showing you through the things that they see you have. And they implement those like kind of like improv of greatness or organic pimping. They improv that or they freestyle that greatness and throw it at you. And now you freestyle, you're freestyling together of the ability, right? But you notice anybody that you looked at, when they got along something was cooking out that was damaging to them, you would see them change. You would see them change. You see a happy person? You want somebody that's destroying them? You see the conversation change or the body language change or this thing that presents itself doesn't feel the same, right? Come on now.
Yeah,
you got to talk to me. You hear me?
Yeah, all right, let me start.
All right, I'll be back in a moment. Yeah, this is what we got to do, everybody. This guy want to hear you want to sleep on the line. I'm telling him, give him the cue to talk, and he want to sit here and sleep on the line. Hey, baby, you can't fall asleep on the line. You're driving. You're gonna be dead at the conversation wheel.
Oh, man, you were talking. This was your show and whatever.
Yeah, but you're talking. We're talking. We're talking. This is the way I'm talking. It's a lead in, baby. Come on. I'm talking to you. Come on, man. You should be inspired to get the words in. It should be. It could be connecting. Okay. If you're not aligned in this great conversation, then you're taking away from it. What's
now organic. Now organic. Okay. You're all about basically people trying to find. Freeing themselves, freeing, embodying that soul, that spirit.
Okay. If you want to be destroyed, the worst thing to be is lazy. Nobody can destroy you lazy because you're not putting an effort. You come in into the conversation, we'll come into the conversation lazy. Wake up to the greatness. You got no great words to say. Just let the words know. I'm sitting here marinating on my greatness. I'm preparing this. And if you say that by your not saying anything, I finish the words all the way through the conversation. I lock it, I seal it up, and I put some vapor inside it so it can be overwhelming and great explode into a greater moment, you know. And that's what I'm talking about. Open up the idea. Instead of pointing your mind, your ideas can be castrated. There's enough people being quiet that have a lot to say, and they're just not talking. People say, well, you know, you're presenting something to them that they're not highlighted. But if the world was meant to be compromised, you understand, if the world is meant to talk in a very docile, in a very modified way, great athletes, great entertainers, great people that was annoying the people, they would never made it to the top because it had been too docile, they'd been too modified. It was pushing them all to the top. It's the things that you would consider not successful. For them, it's successful. And because it's that, you got to understand, there's no one way to be successful, but success is success. You got to understand that.
You have to understand.
You're dealing with people. They don't know what you're thinking. They don't even know what you're saying. They know what's coming out and what they relate to. But to step back, and we're on the show, you have to talk. And it's organic people, and I give you the green light, and I'm being quiet for 5 seconds. You have to be on it. If you're
all right,
sleeping,
fine. Okay, fine. I'll jump. Okay, fine. I'll jump
you have
in.
To talk. You don't need to talk. You don't have to talk. I can talk the whole show, and you won't have a word to say. And let me tell you, I can talk the whole show, and you won't say nothing, and you won't have an opportunity. So you got to understand you have an opportunity. You have to be ready, on point. That life works, bro.
Okay. Listen, before I take off, why don't you tell everybody what is the organic pimping, freeing that soul? How would you go about doing that? You tell me.
I always say that, bro. If you didn't get it, you have to pass through it, bro. It's organic pimping is not something for someone to say here and appetite. See, people looking at diagnosis, people looking at you, how you – it's like somebody see you eating and going to the store. Say, man, I love these kind of cookies. You're like, what kind of cookies are those? And they, when they see how good they are, they're not giving you a chance to buy a cookie. They're going to buy the whole box. And now you go to the store to buy the box, guess what? There's no cookies left. You see what I'm saying? If you're giving people the route to destroy your greatness, your happiness, your peace of mind, your message, they will never give you a message. They will appetite, take everything out of your message. Your message is to pit through there for those that get your message, and for those that got it, you go, phew, like that. Put that message out there. People say, man, maybe you need to slow down. Slowing down sometimes, depending on who you are, you know how the message sometimes doesn't even slow down, right? You don't go from a helicopter to a luxury jet for no reason. And you have to understand once you're there, that's what it is. And people say, hey, you know what? I don't understand what you're saying. You know, it's a lot of people saying message a different way. So if the message you're saying is saying it's not resonating with the people because of what you're saying, no. The message you have to do, you gotta understand the message that you're presenting from the way you're going about it. That's what makes you unique, right? And you see people, artists, they got voices that people say, man, that's a weird voice. But then they put the message with the music behind it, and it's the most greatest voice on earth, right? So you got to understand the harmony and how things come together that works just right compared to having the concentrated, right? No one's going to eat concentrated, seasoned concentrated. It's got to be put on to something, right? That's what makes it work, right? Sometimes having too much of anything is not necessarily going to be right, right? No, it's not going to be right. So we have to understand that. Like, your platform, you're on the show, you don't get on the show acting like your feet hurt. If your feet hurt, you better get the message across. Bow. Deliver that message and do it moving. Okay? You don't get on the show and start acting like amnesia and I got to sing it.
Well, I didn't know we were talking for that long. That was a 15-minute show. Okay, look, let me just say this much about this. For yourself, every single.
I'm going, everybody. Good night. See? See how fast I got to be? I can't wait if that was the case. But that wouldn't be helpful.
I didn't know it was 15 minutes. Like, this could be an interesting show in and of itself. God, what a blooper. Okay, all right, people, please get involved with the cause. We're at 515-605-9709. 515-605-9709. Free yourself. So listen to the voice within. Free yourself. Free that beast. Free. And please, tune in for our next episode. Thank you, and good night.